views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio on this beautiful Friday here in Seattle. We have an extremely interesting show for you today. My guest is Magda Havis, and she is a PhD, and she is an expert in the field of cell phones and Wi-Fi technology in terms of the effects that they have on our body. And by the way, Savitri is not here today, and I have in her place a sister of mine, Sandra Storwick, who is the person that actually connected me with Magda Havis. So, Magda, are you there?
I am.
Welcome to the show. We are very excited to have you on. And, Sandra, are you there?
I'm going to give her a call right now, so stand by
just
a minute.
Okay, great. Well, let me read a little bit about Magda. Dr. Havis is an associate professor of environmental and resource studies at Trent University, where she teaches and does research on the biological effects of environmental contaminants. And her research deals with the health effects of non-ionizing electromagnetic energy at extremely low frequency ranges associated with electricity. And this is the range that is associated with wireless technology. And she has received her PhD from the University of Toronto, completed her postdoctoral research at Cornell University, and taught at the University of Toronto before going to Trent University, where she is now. And I have to say, Magda, when I was looking at your bio, that could take up the entire show.
Oh, yes. I hope you keep it really short.
I will. And just to let you know how much of an expert she is on this topic, she has given over 265 public lectures in 20 countries to 24 universities on this topic of electromagnetic fields, cell phones, Wi-Fi, and the effects on our health. So welcome, Magda.
Thank you so much.
Great. Well, listen, I want to start right away with, tell us why you got interested in this a topic of Wi-Fi technology and the effects on our bodies.
Well, when I went to university, I was interested in the natural environment, and so I really felt that what I wanted to do was protect, you know, Mother Earth. And I became an environmental toxicologist, and I studied the effects of chemicals on the environment, mostly things like air pollution in the form of acid rain. And we worked on that for quite a long time, and eventually got clean air legislation, both in Canada and the United States, which reduced the amount of acid rain we were exposed to. And following that, I sort of lost my way a little bit. I realized that I enjoyed doing research that has policy implications and that protects the environment and human health. And I was looking around for things to teach. I also teach a course called Pollution Ecology. And I was looking around for things to teach, and I was reading about childhood leukemia and exposure to electromagnetic fields, and became quite intrigued with that and began to read the literature, educate myself. And after about 3 years, I didn't know if this was a really serious problem or not. And after about 3 years, I realized it was serious and that there was really very little attention being brought to it in the media. And so I began to do research of my own, trying to fill in blanks that needed filling, and I haven't looked back. It's an area that's constantly changing, and we need many more scientists doing this research in North America.
And we need many more scientists being able to come on radio shows and telling the world the effects that these are having on our health. So I was most interested in what you have to say about Wi-Fi technology, because and the effects on us, particularly kids in schools, and that was fascinating as I was doing the research for this. So tell us what would you want our listeners to know about Wi-Fi, maybe a little bit what it is, and why it the effects that it has on our kids in school.
Right. Well, I started working, as I got more and more into this field, I was looking at exposure originally, and then I started working with people who had developed a sensitivity to this radiation. Just like individuals can become chemically sensitive, they can also become electromagnetically sensitive. And the more I spoke to them, the more I learned what their symptoms were, what they reacted to. And this is something that most medical doctors don't know about in North America. The medical profession in Europe is well ahead of us on this. And I thought, you know, how can we document these effects on people? And one of the things they complained about was heart palpitations. And I thought, you know, heart palpitations is something we can actually measure. We have instrumentation, medical instrumentation that will measure the heart rate variability, blood pressure, all of that kind of thing. And so we began to do a study with volunteers, originally in Colorado, where we exposed them to radiation. We actually exposed them blindly to radiation from a cordless phone, from the base of a cordless phone. And this was the same frequency as Wi-Fi. That's how it fits into the Wi-Fi that you just asked about. And we found that a number of the people who, when we turned on the radiation, they had either an irregular heart rate or a very rapid heart rate. Their heart just, you know, went from 65 beats per minute to 120 beats per minute instantly. And as soon as we turned the device off, their heart rate returned to normal. And this was a double-blind study, so they didn't know when they were exposed, neither did the doctor who then eventually looked at the heart rate variability results.
Beautiful. It was shocking to find that out.
That's right. It was absolutely shocking. And this was what I call a proof of concept study. We didn't know if we could actually get anything. You know, we didn't know if people could respond that quickly, if they, you know, if their response would stop once the exposure stopped. But some people did react like that. Some people had a delayed reaction. So, you know, they responded, but when we turned it off, their heart was still racing, so it didn't come back to normal. So we had different types of responses. And then I began to realize that they were putting Wi-Fi into schools everywhere, and we were testing exactly the same radiation, and it's 2.4 billion cycles per second. That's Wi-Fi, and that's 2.4 gigahertz. And then I began to hear about kids in schools, that they were having heart palpitations. And I thought, my God, that's exactly what we found. And in some cases, the heart palpitations were so bad that parents, you know, had taken them to their pediatric cardiologists, and they had heart monitors that they were wearing in school. And they complained of other things, too, headaches, difficulty concentrating, just feeling weak and blah in the classroom after the Wi-Fi went in. And we tried to convince the schools to turn off the Wi-Fi just for a few days without letting the children know whether it was on or off, to see if they reacted differently in a blind study. But the schools refused to do that. Indeed, they refused to allow us to go in and even do measurements.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, a number of schools have gone from wired internet access to wireless internet access, and they've spent a lot of money. So they went from a system that worked perfectly well to one that they thought was newer, more modern, at a great cost. Wow. Unfortunately, as soon as you go wireless, you are now exposing everyone in that school to microwave radiation. And this is also the same radiation that's generated by your microwave oven.
Yes.
What's interesting is in these schools, they are now removing the microwave oven. And what they're telling parents is, or the teachers, they're saying the reason we're removing the microwave oven is because it's not energy efficient. The real reason is that when you turn on a microwave oven, it interferes with the signal because microwave ovens leak microwaves.
Interesting. Interesting. Amazing. Tell our listeners why this is, what's the difference of this microwaving on kids versus adults?
Well, we know that children are much more sensitive to anything in the environment, whether it's chemicals or, you know, they tend to develop asthma at an early age. They might outgrow it later on in life. So their immune system is not as developed as it is once they become adults. And because of that, because of this higher sensitivity, we are exposing them to levels that are going increasingly higher and higher and higher. We have wireless routers, both in the school environment and in the home environment. We have cordless phones in the home environment. Children are now exposed to cell phone radiation. Many young people have their own cell phone. This is something that only people in business had when the cell phone first came out. They were so expensive and they were so big and bulky. And they were only needed by people who just needed to be on call on a, you know, 24-hour basis. But now children are using them. So they're taking microwave transmitters and putting them up to their heads, which are still developing, their bodies are still developing. And, you know, what I see happening is within the next, well, it's already happening. We've got an increased rate of cancers in certain countries, brain tumors particularly. But children are going to come down with more brain tumors, more leukemias, blood cancers. They're going to end up having neurological disorders at a much earlier age. And it's because of all of this wireless technology that we have. We also have smart meters going into homes now. They're also wireless. They're also raising our exposure. And all of this is being done using guidelines that were originally designed to protect military personnel during World War II against radar, because radar also uses microwave radiation.
Unbelievable. And, you know, isn't there something about children and the bone density that it's just, does bone stop any of the microwave technology from being absorbed in their body?
No, not at all. If anything, it's going to, this microwave radiation can go through brick and mortar. It can go through a lot of things. That's why you can use your cell phone inside when you have an antenna outside your home.
Okay.
So it's going to penetrate into your body. It's actually going to be absorbed by water. Anything we put into a microwave oven that absorbs microwaves will become hot. And you know that if you put a potato in there, it heats up very quickly.
Yep.
If you take rice and put it in there, nothing happens because it doesn't have a water, you know, any water in it, so it doesn't warm up. We consist of something like
70%. I'll have to take a break. We'll have to take a break. I'll just realize it's break time. So let's pick up this conversation with you right after a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back on Sisters Talk Radio.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, Or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and Savitri is not here today, but I have with us on this segment my other sister, another sister, Sandra Sterwick. And welcome, Sandra.
Thank you.
And Sandra was my friend who was responsible for uncovering Magda Havis, and we're so blessed to have Magda on our show. Welcome, Magda.
Thank you, Mona.
And Magda is an expert on the toxicology of Wi-Fi, cell phones, all the things that we think are our modern conveniences. So with this segment, we'd love to talk about cordless phones, baby monitors, some of the basic everyday things that we take for granted are safe but aren't, right?
That's right.
And I want to just give a real brief example. I had Sandra come over to our house with her monitor, her meter, that, as you've said on your YouTube videos, that look like a Christmas tree. And we did a reading of the in our house of what might be causing some chaos from Wi-Fi. It turns out that my sister had the one cordless phone in the house, and that meter just went berserk even before we got to the bedroom. And we didn't realize how damaging the effects were of just that simple little cordless phone in there. So I'm so grateful to you, Sandra, for bringing that over.
Yeah, it's such a revelation that I was walking through this large house with my meter, and it's so puzzling because as we started to get closer to the cordless phone, we were even on the floor below the cordless phone. My meter was picking up very high readings, and I couldn't see anything in the area that would account for the readings. And so then slowly we made our way upstairs, and there on Mona's sister's desk is this cute little cordless phone. And I said, "Rose, did you know you had a cordless phone in your bedroom?" And she said, "Well, that's just my little cordless phone. I've had it for 20 years." And it was amazing because you could actually feel the radiation affecting half the house.
It was unbelievable.
Well, that's right. A lot of people don't realize that the cordless phones we have today in North America are radiating all the time. The base to that cordless phone is constantly radiating 24/7, whether you're using the phone or not, whether the phone is in the cradle or not. In Europe, actually, some of the earlier phones, the analog wireless cordless phones that we had, did not radiate. They only radiated when you use them. And so when these new phones came out, no one realized they were different. In Europe, you can get phones that will radiate only when you use them, which makes a lot of sense because it means your exposure in that home is going to be reduced quite a bit. Since this is a radio show, I've actually audio taped the sound these phones make and different devices, the sounds that they make when when we use that meter that looks like a Christmas tree, where it converts the radiation into sound. Would you like to hear that, to see if we could hear that for your listeners?
Yes,
okay,
I'm happy to do that.
This is a cordless decked phone. Hold on, let me see. I'll have to try to get it to start working. It's for some reason, hold on, options. Here we go. Can you hear that?
Yes, absolutely. Can you imagine
okay.
that going to your nervous system?
Right. This is Wi-Fi, a Wi-Fi router. This is a cell phone. This is a Bluetooth, that's something that people use to talk to their cell phones. This is a wireless baby monitor. And this is the monitor that usually the mother or the father carries with them. When I give talks, I you know, play this for people, and then I turn them all on, which is basically what we're supposed to in many homes. And I mean, people, it just drives them crazy. So if this radiation, if it were converted into sound, it would drive you crazy.
Absolutely.
But it's driving some people crazy because they can sense that microwave radiation.
Wow. So why is it that it's hard for parents to, or is even expecting parents to accept that baby monitor might not be the cute little thing and effective as it might be?
Parents, you know, are really trying to do everything to have healthy babies, right? And once the baby's born, you want to make sure that when you're not with the infant, that you can hear it. So if anything goes wrong, you know, God forbid, you can react very, very quickly. So these baby monitors that are placed next to the crib are really giving parents that element of security. The baby monitors we have, once again, in North America, radiate 24/7. They are incredibly powerful. You can probably go next door and listen, you know, take your monitor with you and make certain that your, you know, baby's sleeping soundly. However, that infant is being exposed to microwave radiation. In Europe, they have voice-activated baby monitors. So they're also wireless, but they don't radiate. There's no microwave radiation coming from them until there's a sound made. So the baby wakes up, the baby cries, and then, you know, then you have this burst of microwave radiation. In we've been trying to get some of that technology here to North America, and we tried with the cordless phones. So we had cordless phones here for a while that were called EcoDect Plus phones. These phones will radiate only when you use them. And the FCC, the Federal Communication Commission in the United States, banned them. They insist that all of our cordless phones in North America radiate nonstop. Now, you can still get an EcoDect phone, which has lower radiation, but you're still exposed to that radiation. If you're sleeping next to that, if you've got a cordless phone next to your bed, you are being exposed to more microwaves than you would if you were living within 100 or 200 meters of a cell phone antenna.
Wow.
You know, Magda, it seems like this problem points to legal limits and established acceptable guidelines for radiation, because it seems that what the scientists and the researchers are finding is not matching with what are our established legal limits and guidelines.
That's correct. In both United States and Canada, I'm a Canadian scientist, we have virtually identical guidelines. And our guidelines are 10,000 times higher, so they're 10,000 times less protective than the recommended guidelines for Salzburg, Austria, and they're 100 times less protective than the guidelines used in Russia and China and many countries in Europe. Our guidelines are protecting us only against heating. So if we're exposed to levels that I've been talking about below the guidelines, our government can guarantee it's not going to heat our tissue like in a microwave oven. The guidelines in other countries are based on any kind of adverse biological or health effect, and that's why they're so much more protective.
Wow. And again, those guidelines, when they're set so high, just to clarify for our listeners, when they're set so high, that just leaves the door wide open to say, well, they're way, oh, that device is fine. It's way underneath the legal limits, quote, unquote, correct?
That's correct. And everyone is basically hiding behind the guidelines. Now, the technology that we have can be made safer. And if there's anyone in business listening to this and they wanted to make a lot of money, if they started designing safer wireless technology that had reduced radiation and didn't radiate constantly, eventually they will make a fortune in this, because a lot of the wireless technology, once it's recognized by the Surgeon General, by medical doctors here in North America, that it's harmful, and once more they become aware of more of the research that's done in this area, it will be restricted. I guarantee that. And, you know, we'll be removing it from schools. The Wi-Fi will be coming out of schools just like we've removed asbestos. So we're really on a very similar path right now.
Well, I would certainly be interested in any of those. If there's any business people listening that want to develop that, I will give you a voice to get this word out there, because right now, wouldn't you agree, Magda, that our best defense is education, educate yourself, and change your buying habits?
Exactly. That's where it starts. And it's going to take us a long time to change the federal guidelines. The guidelines take a long time, even after the science is in, to change. And part of that is because we're dealing with an industry that's a multi-trillion dollar industry globally. They have a lot of money to hire scientists who will actually provide misleading information, who will criticize the scientists doing good research. And that's happened with everything. So, you know, this is not new. It happened with tobacco. It happened with asbestos. It happened with, DDT. Rachel Carson was criticized for raising awareness in her book Silent Spring. And now we don't use DDT in North America except for, you know, really, really small, you know, locations where it's essential. And the same thing is going to happen. So I'm actually quite confident that things are going to turn around very quickly if we educate ourselves.
Okay.
However, in the meantime, there's so much you can do in your own home
to ensure that
it's clean.
Great. Let's talk about that right after this break. We'll be right back on Sisters Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona. And again, Savitri is not here. And in her place, I have my other sister, Sandra Storwick. Welcome, Sandra.
Hey.
And I also have as our guest Dr. Magda Havis, who is a toxicologist from Trent University in Canada. And we're talking about electromagnetic pollution, Wi-Fi pollution, and the effects on our homes, children, pregnancy. So, Magda, let's talk about in this segment, let's go through the home and tell us what are the shifts people can make in their homes to make their homes safer?
Well, one of the things you can do is if you have a corded phone in your home, You can replace it with a cordless phone in your home. You can replace it with a corded phone or a landline. It's very important to get a landline that doesn't have an antenna on it and that doesn't have a little satellite associated with it, because that means it's wireless. They're becoming increasingly harder to get, but they are available and they're not very expensive. So that's number one. If you use Wi-Fi in your home, I would strongly encourage you to convert that to an Ethernet connection if you can. If you can't, turn the Wi-Fi off when you're not using it, and certainly turn it off in the middle of the night so that you're not exposed while you're sleeping. If you have children who are using Wii games or wireless games to play, those are all emitting microwave radiation, and I would strongly encourage you to get wired games. And there's something called PlayStation 3 that is wired. If you have a wireless baby monitor next to the crib, I hate to say this, but I would actually recommend that you get rid of it, that you try to replace it with a wired unit or with something that puts the radiation at least onto wires in your home. That's called broadband over Ethernet, and you can, or over power lines, and you can actually find those products, but they're very difficult to find. You might have a home security system that is wireless. If you do, try to replace it with something wired. And if you've had a smart meter placed on your in your home to measure either the electricity or water, these you can contact your electrical utility and ask them to replace it with something that's wired. Some utilities refuse to do this. If they refuse to do this, you can actually screen the radiation coming into your home by simply using any kind of metal or wired mesh that you can place in between that smart meter and the inside of the home. And you can put these on the inside of your home, behind a picture frame or something. Just put them up on the wall, and they will reduce the radiation coming into your home. With the smart meters, many people don't realize this, but there are smart appliances being manufactured and already sold in the United States. A friend of mine purchased a new freezer, and he's electrically sensitive, and he started to become ill and couldn't figure out what it was, but he knew it was his sensitivity acting up in his home, which was very, very clean. And so he took out his meter and found that the freezer was emitting a signal every 10 seconds, a microwave signal every 10 seconds. He contacted the manufacturer, asked if it could be disabled, and they said no, because it would void the warranty. And so he had it returned, and he then purchased one that doesn't have this new wireless feature. Unfortunately, these wireless features are in many of the appliances that people are currently buying. So if you purchase something new in your home and you start becoming ill, that should, you know, raise flags, and you should probably hire someone to come and measure it, or buy an inexpensive meter to measure it, and then if it's radiating, simply get rid of it.
You know, Magda, I'm just so grateful that I bought my meter about a year ago, because then I can actually go around my house or around my, you know, the office area and just find out what's going on. When I first bought my meter and I walked into my office, where I have actually wired all of my my computer equipment, because I am electromagnetically sensitive, and I found that something in my whole workstation was radiating very high electromagnetic fields, and I was thinking, this is so strange. I thought I had everything wired, and it turned out that I had a new printer, and the printer was wired, but it was also wireless capable, and the wireless feature hadn't been disabled. And so even when you think that you have wired everything, that these meters are just so helpful, because they can actually tell you exactly what's going on. And I walked into where we work at Yoga Centers and our Live and Shine Center, and with my meter, and I wanted to just check their whole office area, and they had everything wired as well. And then I found that there was really high radiation coming from the paper shredder. I went, this is so strange. The thing that it is emitting the highest radiation is the paper shredder, of all things.
Fascinating.
Those meters are absolutely excellent, especially for the way you're using them. I had my router no longer worked. So I had to buy a new one, and I had it all wired and everything for my computer. And a friend of mine came over and started getting a headache in my office at home. And she said, "I'm getting a headache." And I said, "Oh, that's kind of odd." And, you know, she says, "I think there's something here." And I said, "No, not in my home." And she went out of my office, and her headache went away. And she came back, and she says, "Yeah, there's something here." So we did the same thing. We pulled out a meter, and lo and behold, what I had wired was actually activated in a wireless fashion. I called Bell Canada, which is my provider, and I said, "I'd like it disconnected." And they asked why, and I explained. And the woman said, "Okay, it's disconnected." And I said, "No, it isn't." She said, "Well, how do you know?" And I said, "Well, I've got my meter here, and it's still on." So she bumped me up to someone who knew a bit more technically, and he did the same thing. And he said, "Okay, it's disconnected." And I said, "Well, no, it isn't." And he said, "You know, same thing." And he said, "Okay, now it's disconnected." And I said, "Yeah, you're right. Now it's disconnected." So even if they tell you it's disconnected, you can't tell unless you have a meter or unless you're electrically sensitive, as my friend was, and as you seem to be as well.
Yeah, I've you know, since, let's see, I lived outside of the country for about 10 years in the 80s, around the 80s, and then I came back in 1988 and went over to my sister's house. And it was during the time when I was out of the country that everybody started getting cordless phones. And I went over to my sister's house, and I picked up the phone. I think someone had called for me, and just picked up the phone, and I held the phone to my head, and I went, "Oh, this is the strangest thing I have ever felt in my life." I didn't really even have words to describe it. It almost felt like my energy field was whipping around, and I didn't even have words for something like an energy field at that time, but I could just feel this swirling of energy around my body. And also, the other way that I used to describe it is that it felt like I had about 10 cups of coffee all at once, and I don't normally drink coffee. It just felt that my nerves and my energy field just really became wound up. And then I realized, oh, I can never use these devices. And so then after, what I found interesting is that because I didn't know anyone, or they didn't know anyone who also couldn't use these devices, is that I kind of became the family inconvenience, because if someone would call for me, I would just say, "I'm sorry, you're going to have to take a message because I don't want to use the cordless phone." But
right.
It's a blessing, really, because then at least I know what I can't tolerate.
Yeah. Exactly. People who are electrically sensitive can actually avoid this, whereas the rest of us can't. And if anything, I think they're protecting themselves against much more serious consequences like cancer and reproductive problems and all sorts of other things.
Exactly. Meg, I want to go back to the corded phone on the landlines. I'm just curious, you said broadband over Ethernet. I know, like, for instance, we have a landline here in the house, but it is part of our cable package. And so the very fact that it's just the fact that we can plug it into the wall makes that an okay thing then, right?
Well, okay, there's two reasons you plug something in. One is to get electricity, and one is to connect with the sound. So there's two reasons you plug something in. Simply plugging in a phone doesn't make it a landline. It could be entirely for electricity, and the phone can have antennas on it, and it could be radiating. So if your phone has a little satellite base to it, where you have another phone in the house that isn't necessarily plugged in or is plugged in just for electricity, then you've got wireless.
Okay.
So if it doesn't have the satellite, if it's just a standalone phone, then it's probably that's probably okay for you to use.
Great. Okay, that's what we have. So I'd just like to clarify that for our listeners of, you know, the difference between that landline or, you know, a corded phone and a cordless phone, just to make sure that they know that you don't want a phone with a base.
You can also look on your phone, and if you see a little antenna which extends up about the size of your baby finger, then chances are that is a wireless phone.
Ah, great.
Correct. The other phones don't have any antennas at all because everything's being communicated on the wire, which is where it should be.
Okay, and we're going to go to break shortly, but before we do, Magda, I wanted to ask, when you're appliance shopping, is there something that people should look for to avoid, like, anymore, like asking for the top-of-the-line appliance is not what you really want to ask for anymore, because obviously they'll all be those smart appliances. Is there a tag or something on that tag on appliances we should look for?
Not that I know of, but you can ask if this appliance will be one of the smart appliances connecting to the internet, and to the smart meter. And if it is, don't buy it because you will simply be exposed to more radiation.
Okay, great. Well, we'll pick up this conversation right after the break. But sisters, if you're listening, use that buying power and save your health because you can make major changes by just shifting your buying habits. You're listening to Mona on Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. You're here listening to Mona and my very special guest, Dr. Magda Havis, and also my very special sister, Sandra Storwick, who was the person that brought Magda to my attentions and how this whole show came about. So thank you, Sandra. Magda, on this last segment, let's talk about the symptoms of somebody being exposed to Wi-Fi radiation and what you recommend.
Well, the symptoms are really quite general, and that's why I think it's difficult for people to recognize that they might be electrically hypersensitive. The symptoms, let me just give you one common symptom, that's headaches. So if you are sensitive to the radiation from a cordless phone or a cell phone, what will happen is if you use the phone for a number of minutes, you will develop a headache. Eventually, the headache will come on sooner, it will be more intense, and it will last longer. So those are, you know, how you sort of gauge your symptoms. eventually you won't be able to be in the same room with someone who's using their cell phone, because that's how sensitized you will become. And that's when you begin to lose control over your ability to choose whether you use the technology or not. So it's really important to avoid that sensitivity stage. The symptoms include headaches, chronic pain, chronic fatigue, difficulty sleeping, memory problems, difficulty concentrating, anxiety, depression, irritability that comes on very suddenly. Often associated with anxiety are things like heart palpitations, difficulty breathing, tightness in the chest. Some people can actually hear the frequencies. It's like a humming or a buzzing in their ear. Some people become sensitive to noise and light. There's dizziness, there's nausea. In some individuals, there's skin problems. So the symptoms are really quite diverse. And it's called electro-hypersensitivity. Technically, that's the term for it. I call it rapid aging syndrome, because when people have this, they say, well, I'm just getting older. That's why I can't sleep at night. That's why my body's sore when I wake up in the morning and I'm tired all day. So that's what they associate it with. However, when these individuals go to an electromagnetically clean environment, those symptoms either disappear or diminish. And that's how you tell the difference between true aging and this rapid aging syndrome.
Wow. Wow. I know it's hard. I know they sound very general, but it's worth paying attention to your symptoms to discern if indeed you're sensitive, and you know, get one of those meters that Sandra has. And is there a technical name for that meter that you can? What's the right thing for them to search for?
High frequency meter by a company called Gigahertz Solutions.
Okay. Hey, that's a great thing to have in your house these days, just to find out if you think you are sensitive. Why not check that out? So
There used to be a meter available that was very inexpensive. It cost about $100. And unfortunately, that was purchased by a company who wanted to sell their more expensive meters. Mm. So what we're doing right now is we're talking to people in Taiwan who are going to be making us a relatively inexpensive meter, certainly under, you know, $150. That will provide sound. It won't give you a number, but it will provide sound and alert you when you're exposed and when you're not, and what's causing it by the intensity of the sound. So you'll be able to scope out what you have in your home and disconnect it and see if it makes a difference. One of the things people can do is, if they think they're electrically sensitive, is to turn the power off to their home at nighttime. You know, to go to the fuse box or the electrical panel and turn everything off except your fridge and freezer, and see if it changes their ability to sleep at night. Very often, after a few nights, if you do sleep better, then chances are you are electrically sensitive. Also, disconnecting the devices at nighttime, the wireless technology that you have at nighttime, is very important. And if you find that you're feeling somewhat better, people explain it as though, you know, the air seems fresher or they feel a bit lighter. If you're sensitive, you will sense a difference when you do that. And that's how you begin to determine if your sensitivity is to electromagnetic energy and if your symptoms are associated with that.
So if you have a hardwired computer, do you recommend unplugging those as well?
No, all you need to do is turn it off at night. So if you've done the fuse box thing, because things can travel on your electrical wires as well.
Okay.
And there are other frequencies that are coming into your home. So if you simply turn off the electricity to especially the bedroom, but adjacent rooms as well, you know, above you, below you, and to the side of you, and if you sleep really well that night when you do that, chances are you're electrically sensitive.
If you just put your computer to sleep, you know, I always choose the sleep option, is that the same as turning it off?
No, it isn't. Although if your computer isn't wireless, then all you're getting is a little bit of an electromagnetic field immediately near the computer. If your computer is not next to your bed or close to, even if it's in the room next door, if it's not behind the wall, then that magnetic field, you know, won't be high enough to penetrate you.
Ah.
But if it is in an adjacent room and you're, you know, your bed is on one side of the wall and your computer is on another, you'll be exposed to the magnetic field coming from that computer.
Ah, okay. So just listeners, just turn your computers off at night. That's the safest thing to do. And then in terms of the body, we were talking about some of the things you can do for your body to support yourself. What are those recommendations?
Right. Well, if you find that you have become electrically hypersensitive, there are three things that I strongly encourage you to do. And the electrical hypersensitivity can be turned around. I know of a lot of people who have recovered, who are able to be exposed, don't have any of the symptoms. What you need to do is you need to first find out what you're exposed to and minimize your exposure. So either, you know, getting your own meter or best is, you know, what's really good to do is to bring someone into your home who can measure things, who's professional in this. And there are a few people around to do it, not enough yet, unfortunately. If you feel comfortable doing your own measurements, then there are three different types of meters that you need to buy. One that measures the microwave and radio frequency radiation, which is that Christmas tree meter that Sandra was mentioning. The other is something that measures dirty electricity that I understand we might be talking about in a later show, and another one that measures low-frequency electric and magnetic fields. Those are three things you have to have measured in your home, and that's why it's better to bring someone in to do that. Once you reduce your exposure, your body will not be as severely affected, and it will start to recover on its own. That's if you can reduce your exposure not only in your home, but also, you know, in your work, at school, whatever. The second thing you have to do is you have to build up your immune system. Our immune system can tolerate stress, but it doesn't do well on constant stress. And the science is showing us that exposure to this radiation is producing constant stress in the body. And so you end up with things like adrenal exhaustion. And once that happens, a lot of the systems in your body will simply begin to malfunction, and you'll get a cold, and your body simply won't be able to turn that cold around in, you know, a couple of days. It'll take weeks to turn it around. And so you'll become sensitized to a lot of things. Now, the best way to do this is under the, you know, supervision of someone who understands health and nutrition and is, you know, able to take your blood tests and find out if you're deficient in anything. Two things that have helped a lot of people are vitamin B12. We know that that's very good for stress. In some cases, that's not enough, and we need things like magnesium. Some people are very deficient in magnesium who are also electrically sensitive. But I wouldn't encourage your listeners to take magnesium without knowing whether or not they're low in it or not. Some of your hormone levels begin to decrease as well, much more quickly than with just normal aging. That's why I call it rapid aging syndrome. And so to have your hormones tested and balanced is another thing that can help enormously.
Beautiful.
So step number two is to build up your immune system. Step number three is to detoxify your body. And once again, I would recommend you do that under the care of someone who understands slow, constant detoxification. One thing that's really good for detoxification is taking saunas.
Okay, we'll actually have to fill, we're running out of time here on the show, this is such a fascinating topic that we're going to have you back on the show again to talk about another angle about this very, very soon. So thank you, Magda, so much for being a guest on our show, and Sandra, thank you so much for bringing Magda to our attention, and we will be back with this topic again. So again, thank you for listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stainis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.